Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And a very grand welcome to you this morning with Christian Worldview. We are glad you joined us. It's about 49 degrees here in Greenville, going to get up to a high of 69 today. In Spartanburg, you've got 51 degrees. Going up to about 71 today, pretty similar. Should be a nice day on store and tap for us in the upstate of South Carolina. Well, the Tyranny Response Network has made some dramatic improvements in the last couple of days, as you know, to signal quality. In fact, you may just be picking up the show now. This is the Tyranny Response Network, and I'm the Tyranny Response Unit, Dr. John Coben, and we are providing unusual talk radio. Christian Worldview is a show dedicated to the principles of the Founding Fathers, to free markets, to all those who love liberty. This is your home. For those who are Christians, this is a show for deep thinking. This is a show that helps you think a little bit better as a Christian, and we're glad that you're able to tune in today and partake of this very different sort of news show. Now, I'm giving a little bit of extra introduction today because the power signal has increased so much in the upstate of South Carolina that we're not even sure how far, the TRN people are not even sure how far the signal is going this morning. From what we understand, we're for the first time hitting you all up in Spartanburg, and we're glad that you've joined us this morning if you happen to be listening to my voice, tuning through the dial, and obviously all the way down through Greenville and into Simpsonville and perhaps far beyond that. So at any rate, the Christian Worldview program now is, and the rest of the Tyranny Response Network will be heard throughout much greater reach and range in South Carolina and the upstate, and we hope to keep improving as the week progresses. So a much-awaited upgrade, has now taken place, and here we are with you this morning with a much stronger signal. Well, there's so many news articles and things to go over today. I just don't know how we're going to get through all of them, frankly. But there are so many things going on that affect the Christian worldview this morning. I want to try to get through some of them if possible. One came up actually yesterday. It had to do with Democrats suing over the Indiana voter ID law. In Indianapolis, the Indiana Democratic Party sued in federal court Monday, seeking to overturn a new state law that requires most voters to show government-issued photo identification before casting a ballot. Critics say requiring a photo ID at the polls unfairly affects the poor, minorities, people with disabilities, and elderly, many of whom do not have driver's licenses and might struggle to obtain a photo ID. It's interesting because normally they just see if you're registered and they put a little check mark by your name, don't they? So if you can register to vote, you should be able to vote without showing your driver's license, you might think. But perhaps there's so much voter fraud going on in Indiana and elsewhere. People are concerned about this. Well, maybe, maybe not. There's a lot of talk about identification, items of identification elsewhere. For instance, Fox News reported yesterday that the House and Senate are reaching a deal on driver's licenses. And the Motor Vehicle Bureaus will require four types of identifications from Americans seeking driver's licenses under a proposed law designed to prod states into verifying the citizenship of applicants. Uniform requirements for driver's license applications were among proposals accepted by the House and Senate negotiators trying to resolve differences in their versions of a bill to pay for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. They also agreed in changes to it in asylum laws, but remained divided over how much money to spend on border security. Both chambers will eventually consider the negotiated bill. The House could take it up later this week, but the Senate won't vote on it until it reconvenes May 9th. A copy of the legislation obtained by the Associated Press indicated an applicant for driver's licenses would be asked to show a birth certificate, a photo ID, proof of Social Security number, and a document with full name and home address. How it would affect the renewal of licenses for U.S. citizens was unclear. Motor vehicle departments would be required to verify the documents and Social Security number. States could give licenses to illegal immigrants, but they would have different designs or colors to alert security officers they are unacceptable as IDs for boarding planes or entering federal buildings. The driver's license requirements were part of a House plan that Senate representative accepted Monday. Congressional aide, speaking on condition of anonymity, said negotiators were still apart on whether to devote $4 million each to a fire science academy in Elko, Nevada, an environment cleanup of former Energy Department site in New Mexico. Blah, blah, blah. All right, well, this is a very great concern, obviously, to those of us who are here at the Christian Worldview Program, anybody in the Tyranny Response Network in general. The reason being is we have so many things that are put in place here by the Patriot Act, and this is just another one of the Patriot Act lead-ins or things that we get that develop because of the Patriot Act. People are concerned, apparently, they say, in the federal government, that they're not able to identify terrorists very well, and people are getting these driver's licenses too easily, and because of that, they need to control it further. So now, anytime somebody wants to get this this ridiculous license thing, by the way, I'm not in favor of driver's licenses. I don't think that we need to have government regulating driving, and I don't think you need permission to be able to travel about freely. You may have a different opinion about that. But I certainly don't think it's necessary to have these things. I think it's just more bureaucracy and more control over our lives by the state. But at any rate, right now, that was, since we are required to get one of these things, unless we want to undergo a lot of hassles in our lives, and some do, and many choose not to, now you're required to show all these forms of identification to prove that you're not a terrorist or a threat or a non-citizen that they worry about. Anyway, this is a great concern to us. The more the erosion of liberties is getting greater as we move along here in 2005. A lot of other things are going to come up for vote here in 2005, including these so-called free trade agreements, which are a bunch of bogus stuff. You might want to check out the website Say No to FTAA or StopTheFTAA.org and register on that site, because there's just so much going on here with NAFTA and the WTO as the lead-ins to the CAFTA program and the FTAA, things that are called free trade but are really just big government programs, globalization, socialism, more control over your lives and fewer rights, and the granting of sovereignty to a multinational board over the United States of America by a regional or hemispheric body, and this is just a tragedy, just terrible. So anyway, go to stoptheftaa.org and find out more about that. That matter, all these things, these loss of rights, are just a scary thing. It's a sign of the times that we have such a liberal media, we have such a ridiculously left-leaning or leftist school system. We're going to talk some more about some of the school system a little bit later, because there's some things came up in the news about the government school. But we have problems here in this country, folks. If you haven't noticed, it's not all rosy, and it's not rosy because George W. Bush is in office. If you listen to the other pundits or the radio show talk hosts that are out there, even the talking heads on places like Fox, they might lead you to believe that all's wonderful now that we didn't get John Kerry and instead we have George W. Bush in office. It just ain't so. Just think about all the peace and prosperity the Iraqis have because of George W. Bush. Every day, another 50, 60 people are slaughtered by this escalating civil war over there that George W. Bush wanted to bring democracy to. What in the world was that war all about, at any rate? Oil? It's about $300 billion for us to pay for that in the Afghanistan trip. Sure, topple two governments, still have opium fields over in Afghanistan thriving, have a civil war in Iraq. I mean, come on. What was that war all about, really? Getting Saddam Hussein? We didn't even think about the guy anymore. Where is he anyway? Playing golf somewhere on some prison yard golf course? It's just bizarre to me. The whole purpose of going over there was to find the terrorist threat, apparently, at the beginning, and Osama bin Laden. Well, where is he? We don't even hear too much talk about him anymore. Perhaps Bush just used that as a sideshow. a diversion to point to him so he could just go and flex his muscle in the world and spread his imperial powers. Seems to be the case, at least from this this scholar's point of view, for whatever it's worth. Well, we have a couple other things that have gone up in the news today, which is interesting, and some are tragic. A couple of things are in the right to life side of things, and yes, Christian Worldview is a pro-life organization, just as the Tyranny Response Network is in general. We have here a Fox News reporting that a brain-damaged man wakes up after 10 years. Orchard Park, New York, a firefighter, brain damaged in a 1995 roof collapse, had an amazing weekend, recognizing and speaking with his four sons and other family and friends for the first time in years, a family spokesman said Monday. I want to talk to my wife, Donald Herbert said out of the blue Saturday, and at the skilled nursing facility where he has lived for more than 7 years. Staff members put Linda Herbert on the telephone. It was the first of many conversations he had during a 14-hour stretch, Herbert's uncle, Simon Manka, said. How long have I been away? Herbert asked. We told him almost 10 years, the uncle said. He thought it was only 3 months. Herbert was fighting a house fire on December 29, 1995, when the roof collapsed, burying him under the debris. He was 37. After going without air for several minutes, Herbert was comatose for 2.5 months and has undergone therapy ever since. Well, isn't this interesting? Does anybody happen to remember somebody named Terry Schiavo? Wasn't she also in a similar circumstance that looked like there was no hope that she would ever wake up? Well, how did we handle her case? We starved her to death. I shouldn't say we. They starved her to death. They wouldn't even give her anything to drink, and she died a painful, horrible death. Well, here, I don't know exactly what her medical circumstances were compared to this man, but here's an example of a man who woke up after 10 years of laying in that state. Tragedy in Florida, that was. I'm glad to hear that this man has recovered. It just goes to show that it is possible to recover after periods of time like this. Florida, judge okays abortion for girl 13. 13. Can you imagine that? Imagine she wasn't homeschooled. West Palm Beach, Florida. A judge ruled that a 13-year-old girl at the center of an abortion fight with the state may terminate her pregnancy, and Governor Jeb Bush said Tuesday that the state will not appeal further. Well, I guess life isn't that important to Jeb Bush, or any of the Bushes for that matter. Juvenile Judge Ronald Alvarez ruled Monday that the teen, who has been in state custody for 4 years, would not be physically or emotionally harmed by the procedure. Last week, Alvarez blocked the girl's abortion until psychological evaluation was completed. Well, you know what? How can you kill another human being and not be psychologically or emotionally harmed? I'm sorry, but these abortionists, these people who promote abortion rights, are lying to you people when they tell you that you are not affected by killing another human being, another innocent life. We're not talking about self-defense here. We're talking about going with a premeditated plan of murdering another human being. You can't come out of that unscathed. Come on. That's just preposterous. And yet, that's the story we're getting from these people. Well, tragedy in the United States. What has the country become? Well, it's become what it has been for the last 30 years and growing into the larger wart that it is. Until there is a revival of souls, not only in favor of the Christian faith, but also in favor of the founding principles of this country through the ideas of Thomas Jefferson and the other founders of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness being protected by the state, we're going to end up with more tragedy, more hard stories, and heart-wrenching events here in the United States of America. You've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad that you have, especially if you're joining us for the first time as our signal is stronger. This is the place to stay tuned to in the morning from 7:30 to 9. You're welcome to call into the show at 864-244-8177. We're going to go up to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John.
Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NPPros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS as in professionals, your nonprofit professionals, that's NPPros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Public schools will never excel because they lack intellectual capital and have to compensate for too many social problems. Daniel Golden.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
And we provide that roughage for your brain. In fact, the Tyranny Response Network is roughage for your brain. In general, our shows that are produced, our recorded shows that are played during the day, do just that. Especially here at the live call-in show, Christian Worldview, we have a great roughage for your brain. Some things to think about. Have two cups of coffee before you listen to us, though. We're not here for the lighthearted. For those who like the fluff, for those who don't think very deeply, don't care to, or not that interested in the things of the Lord as they relate to a theology of public policy, or just the ideas and principles of liberty in general. Again, for our new listeners' sake, let me just say this. We have many folks who are constitutionalists, pro-life libertarians listening to the show who profess faith. They are Christians and unashamedly so. And we are not ashamed of the gospel here at Christian Worldview because it is indeed the power of God that brings salvation. And we would encourage you to consider Jesus Christ and his claims on your life today. But we'd also like to point out that many folks listening to this show are not believers. And why do they listen? Even though they're not Christians, we know of Hindus who listen, we know of atheists who listen, and people of all stripes, Catholics. Why is it that non-believers would listen to the Christian Worldview program? Because we are the sole voice in the whole Southeast region that we know of, at least this side of Memphis, that where Memphis has the political cesspool, you know, good folks out there who do something very similar. But as far as this side of the Appalachians go in the Southeast area that we're in, we're the only show that truly promotes the ideas of liberty, the notions that our founding fathers, the principles our founding fathers came up with and promoted here in this country. This is your station if you like free market, freedom-minded ideas. Don't bother turning the dial and going to one of the other folks around who claim that they're so-called libertarians or conservatives. They're really neoconservatives, people who have sold out to the leftist ideas, to the statist ideas that are so commonplace among Republican politics, and they are far away from the principles of true conservatism or of libertarianism. We're opposed to the war in Iraq here. We're not afraid to say so. The war in Iraq is a complete disaster. It's a fraud, just like the war on drugs has been a fraud. These are things that governments use to promote their own power. They use it to promote their own destiny making. They try to make themselves a place in history to gain money, to gain privileges for their friends. This is what government actions have been all about recently, and for the last several decades. Ever since, really, Abraham Lincoln, when this country went downhill and we lost and cut down freedom in our nation. This was the end, beginning of the end in 1865. But indeed, even since then, we've had greater erosion time and time again. We're here to expose that. We like to talk about it. We like to talk about with the way things used to be, the vision the founders actually had for this nation, and how they're turning in their graves, literally, as they see, if figuratively, of course, what has been happening to this great nation. Well, here's some other news for you that brings up a little bit of stuff in the public school. Groups sue over a sex ed policy, Fox News reports. Two groups filed a lawsuit Tuesday to block a health curriculum that would allow discussions of homosexuality with eighth graders in a video to be shown to sophomores demonstrating how to use a condom. Citizens for a Responsible Curriculum and the Virginia-based Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays went to prevent Montgomery County from starting the program in six schools later this week. A hearing has been set for Tuesday. The new program, approved by the County Board of Education in November, would be used in all schools next year. Parents must sign permission forms for their children to take part in the health curriculum, and parents can sit in on the sessions. Families also can choose alternatives that include abstinence-only programs. County educators say the changes would be needed to teach students about the dangers of unprotected sex. However, those suing argue the county does not do enough to stress abstinence or allow people the groups described as formerly gay to present their views. Folks, this is kind of stuff that you see go on all the time in the public schools. I mean, there isn't a week that goes by there's not a story about some corruption in the public school, some immorality, some lack of educational integrity. There is nothing that will surprise you that will come out of a public school in this day and age. Violence, promotion of false ideas, false science like Darwinism as opposed to a creationist perspective. They promote for you there all sorts of crazy environmentalist doctrines that have no basis in science or a very flawed basis or a questionable thesis scientifically. They promote there the alternative lifestyles. The public school is the greatest enemy we face in America today. It is the one who is indoctrinating children, that is turning them away from not only the principles of liberty, but also the Christian faith. If you are a Christian and you have your child in a public school, in my humble opinion, you are sinning, and you need to remove your child immediately from the public school system. This kind of stuff is only faced by those, obviously, who leave them in there. This sex ed policy, for instance, this is Virginia, of course. Don't think it won't happen here in South Carolina. Well, it's just up in Virginia near D.C. That'll never happen. It will happen here. It already is, not just necessarily that, but we have other things that are going down in South Carolina where we already see the flowering of those evil leftist policies being produced in the public school system here. So public schools are not our friends here. We are opposed to government indoctrination centers. We don't want to hear any cries of saying, well, we're doing our best here. We're Christians. We're salt and light. We've dealt with all of these kinds of comments and ideas here on Christian Worldview. We don't buy them. Bruce Short in his book, The Harsh Truth About Public Schools, hits the nail right on the head. The public school is your enemy, and you will become a victim that you will not be able to undo with all the undoing you try in the evening with your children from what they are learning about their attitudes, their character, their way to live, and the theories that they imbibe in their little brains at the school system. It is a force that is to be reckoned with, certainly, and Satan at the moment is winning the battle by using this great tool of his, the public school, to undermine our principles as Christians and as those who love liberty. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
Disinfecting the modern mainstream media, Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Will Rogers said, "Those who complain about the high cost of government should be glad we're not getting all the government we're paying for."
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We want to thank you for flying TRN Airways. Now, if you'll just look out of your left side window, you can see the dense clouds of liberal lunacy commonly polluting the airwaves. On the right side, you can see clear skies full of common sense, liberty-minded conversation. Now, as we enter the Christian Worldview airspace, we'll be experiencing clear-headed thinking and will soon be reaching logical conclusions. Feel free to recline your seat and enjoy the remainder of the flight. And thank you for flying TRN Airways.
We have the rights as individuals to give as much of our own money as we please to charity. But as members of Congress, we have no right so to appropriate a dollar of public money. Congressman Davy Crockett.
This is Dr. John Coben.
Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we just do it so gleefully and with such great joy here at Christian Worldview as well. Listen, folks, if you're having trouble dialing in this morning at the 244-8177 number here in the 864 area code, please try the backup line, which is 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955, and we'll try to get your call on the air. At any rate, a couple other news stories going on. Just for your information, California Freeway Shooting Task Force has been created. Santa Clarita, California, that's not too far north of Los Angeles. The State Highway Patrol said Tuesday it has created an investigative task force to more quickly track down leads in recent freeway shootings after the 8th shooting in Southern California in 2 months. The new unit will work with local law enforcement agencies as troopers also increase their patrols on the region's freeways, officials said. 4 people have been killed in the 11 freeway shootings this year. We are going to very aggressively, with our partners in law enforcement, move to try to find our suspect and take him into custody and hold him accountable for their senseless act, Assistant Chief Art Acevedo told Fox News. Well, this is just an interesting story because from a Christian worldview, the idea of self-defense and using the state police force to stop crime or deter crime, at least, is a laudable idea. But it also shows that the government has been failing so far to be able to do this. Should this be handled by free markets instead? In other words, there is a certain amount of police forcing that we can't have handled by free markets or by the private sector. We do it all the time with protecting buildings at night with security guards, and there already are private policing forces and security forces. We saw it with the Minuteman movement on the border with Mexico and the United States. What the government seemed very ineffective in doing, these Minutemen were able to go down and do rather effectively, fairly inexpensively, and so forth. So this question about the freeway shootings thing, could that be handled better by something besides the state? Just because something has to do with defense, even defense from or protection from predators, does not mean, from a Christian worldview point of view, that it has to be done by government. Could well be that part of this defensive force would be handled by private contractors, firms in the free market who would go out and earn a profit at protecting citizens. After all, we don't mind people earning a profit, do we, if we are actually protected from these goons and predators that run around. Of course, the biggest goons and predators these days are, guess who? Not the mafia, not the 11 people or whoever it is who have been involved with these shootings on California freeways, but the federal government, and to some extent the state government. Your greatest enemy that you face today are the intrusions, the violations of your liberty, and the looting, plundering activities, even the murderous activities, of our current federal government, even though it's headed up by great Republican George W. Bush. Scary thought, isn't it, folks? Is that just offensive and shocking? Have you, the new listeners this morning, are you hearing that thinking to yourself, my goodness, Dr. Coben has really gone over the deep end? Well, just because it's shocking doesn't mean it's not true, folks. I want you to objectively start looking at some of the policies of George W. Bush. Were you a Christian who voted for him? Did you realize that George W. Bush has appointed far more militant, activist homosexuals to his cabinet, to the ambassador roles, and to other posts, including federal judgeships, than any other president in history? Did you know that we have just as many abortions now under George W. Bush as we did under Bill Clinton? Did you know that we have killed literally, at least thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis in a senseless war for oil or for whatever, for power, for the privileges that can be paid off to some of George Bush's friends by his foreign policy? Did you know that he's currently now going in a savage and brutal way around the world to try to find new places to attack, be it North Korea or Iran? Those seem to be the latest new targets. Folks, this is not a Christian president. This is not a regenerate man. This is not someone who upholds the ideals of liberty of the founders. He is in the same line of big government, expansive government, welfarist presidents like Abraham Lincoln and like Franklin Roosevelt, like Lyndon Johnson was. We still have all of the welfare we've ever had before, folks. George W. Bush has done nothing, and so far, nothing to improve the lot of liberty for people. In fact, with his Patriot Act and his other power grabs, he's taken away far more liberties and rights from the American people. Watch out for it, folks. I'm telling you the truth. Think about it. Think about it objectively. Stop just believing everything you hear on the radio when you get it from so many other sources about what a great job George W. Bush is doing. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We've come up against our top of the hour break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Life, liberty, and property do not exist because men have made laws. On the contrary, it was the fact that life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that caused men to make laws in the first place. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion. Edmund Burke.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of 6 homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back here to Christian Worldview with our new powerful signal now reaching up towards the Spartanburg area. Glad you're listening this morning. This is the first time you've been able to get the show. Hope you stay tuned for days and days to come, as many people have been addicted to Christian Worldview. We're such a different radio station, the Tyranny Response Network. We're willing to say things from a true conservative or, in my case, a pro-life libertarian point of view. You're not going to get that on the airways, folks. If you're used to neocon drawlery and drivel, You can go to other stations and find that. Here you're going to find the truth. You're going to find something entirely different when it comes right down to radio broadcasting. Currently have 51 degrees in Greenville, 52 degrees in Spartanburg. Going to go up to about the 70, 71 degrees in those places, and a beautiful day here in the upstate of South Carolina. Well, in recent shows, we've been talking about some of the more interesting aspects of the World Trade Center collapse. We had a caller yesterday, and a few days ago, another person thinking or talking about on the show here, the idea that George W. Bush might have been behind the World Trade Center collapse, or not just Bush himself, but his entire cabinet. That there's a lot of evidence to show that jet fuel, which only gets up to about 1,500 degrees max when it's burning, and starts down at 800 degrees, could have actually melted. It's not impossible that it could have sufficiently melted the steel and caused the even sort of collapse we saw there. There seem to be pictures of puffs of smoke coming out outside of the building if you go slow motion and the downfall of the building, looking like there were smaller explosions going on. Steel, of course, doesn't melt till 2,750 degrees, and so some people said it never got that hot. Other people, like Popular Mechanics, have responded. No, Popular Mechanics is a, of course, a periodical magazine, and they said, well, all you need to do is get steel up to about 1,400 degrees or maybe 1,800 degrees, and then it gets so soft and wobbly that it loses its structural strength, and you could have actually had the collapse without there being the actual melting of the metal. So the debate goes on here and there, and then one caller called in and said, look, Dr. Coben, what happened also need to recognize is that World Trade Center building number 7 fell down a few minutes after the big buildings fell down, but it seems, and it was said that the falling debris from the big buildings are what caused it to fall down. What the odd thing is there were buildings unscathed right between that World Trade Center 7 building and the big towers. How in the world can you have one building completely unaffected in between another building, that one that fell, another one that fell a few minutes later? Doesn't make any sense. So anyway, this debate goes on. The question I asked to the caller was why? Well, and the caller astutely answered, well, George W. Bush has been a great beneficiary of this, as I've already pointed out, so has the whole federal government. But he's been able to get through the Patriot Act, get through the idea of needing to have aggressive wars in Iraq and elsewhere in the world, and to promote his own power. Well, we have another question come in this morning from Nelson to the questions at policyofliberty.net email address. And yes, you can send your questions and comments to the Christian Worldview Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's our homepage. Be sure to visit policyofliberty.net and find out more about the show and other things related to it. At any rate, Nelson says the smoking gun for why the Bushoviks, I suppose that's kind of like Bolsheviks, but I think he's saying the Bushoviks would want to bomb the World Trade Center. Here it is, their call for a Pearl Harbor event to catalyze further destruction of the Republic. That's the reason. So much in the way that FDR is suspected of having known the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor because he knew that a fight would ensue, and that because of this war that would be declared, his power would be increased, and he would be able to do far more as the power monger that he was. So it is with George W. Bush, may have even created an event himself to catalyze, as Nelson said, further destruction of the Republic. Now, I'm not saying that I know for sure this is the case, but I'm very interested in this. I listened to alternative news sources, and from what I understand from structural engineers, there's a strong case that can be made for the World Trade Center having been demolished intentionally. And here's one reason why, as Nelson points out. He says, one of the World Trade Center towers fell 88 minutes after the hit. The official version of things, as usual, makes no sense on the very face of it. Even if they were destroyed by the heating of metal, how do we explain that they fell so neatly? Wouldn't this new theory tend to make them at least sag sideways somewhere in the process? The towers were built to withstand airplane hits. The Empire State Building survived a crash many years ago. It was admittedly much smaller plane, but a much older 1930s architectural science. anybody who watches Alex Jones documentaries on the conspiracy, I've seen Police State 2 and Police State 3, will see that conspiracy is only one possible explanation. It's not even a conspiracy. They're quite open about it in their two-faced, devious, Talmudic, Machiavellian way. These tapes destroy all room for doubt. His sites and are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, I appreciate Nelson sending in the comment. I'm interested in the science of this thing. If you know something about the science of the heating of metal, or why it could be caused by what the official story says, by all means, call the show and give us some engineering clues from your expertise about the way physics work or metallurgy or whatever is your field is. We'd like to know what your thoughts are about the actual falling of the World Trade Center. I've spoken to somebody who I know is an expert at this, had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago, talking about, you know, how this could have possibly happened. He said it was so clear, John, that this was a planned demolition, that these explosions that went off, and there was a neat dropping of the towers, and that jets were scrambled and then called back because they had been planning these sorts of air games, or whatever they call them, war games in the area, and nobody thought it was a real hit, and therefore jets were not scrambled intentionally. They wanted these places to be hit. The one general who disobeyed orders actually scrambled his jets and shot down a plane as it was flying over Pennsylvania, and that's why it didn't hit the White House. So there are lots of people with different ideas and stories about stuff going on here. I'm very interested in knowing about them. Not saying I believe all these stories yet, but I'm willing to entertain them here. Now, what other radio station host is willing to entertain these things with any seriousness? It seems to me that most other radio show hosts are so convinced by whatever the national media says that they won't even entertain an alternative thought. It does have some suspicious lines to it, I'll have to admit, this World Trade Center thing. I was just in Dallas a few weeks ago and visited the shot that John F. Kennedy was shot. And, folks, there are still 450,000 visitors to that site a year. Why is it there's so much written about that and talked about? The same reason there is about the so-called Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, the war between the states. Because we know that the victors have rewritten history. It's false what they're telling us about Lincoln. It's false what they've told us about slavery. There are lies on top of lies that have come down from the federal government and a great cover-up. That one war is so clearly that much the case. The Kennedy single bullet theory is absolutely preposterous. There are people lining the streets selling wares and goods with pictures and stories and theories showing how it could not have happened as the government's version. So there's another example of something that seems so clearly to be, at least in my mind, a cover-up of some sort, whether you want to call it a conspiracy or not. Anyway, if you have comments about the World Trade Center or any of these other items I've just mentioned, we'd love to hear from you. 864-201-6955, the backup line, or try 864-244-8177. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported. And here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NP Pros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS, as in professionals, your nonprofit professionals. That's npros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Public schools will never excel because they lack intellectual capital and have to compensate for too many social problems. Daniel Golden.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
The Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben's pioneering broadcast work. Also want to mention our good friends over at the Times Examiner. You can call Bob Dill at 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. Get a subscription for $25 a year. Cheap. I'll tell you what, it's worth every penny of it, too. If you're out of state, Christian Exodus folks, take notice. You're paying $27 per year. Call Bob Dill at 864-268-0576 or drive by 44 Pine Knoll Drive in Greenville and pick up a copy. The Times Examiner is chock full of great columnists, including yours truly, the Tyranny Response Unit, Dr. John Coben, finishing up my series on Christian views on rebellion this week and moving on next week to Christian views on self-defense for a one-week article. And we are going to a one-week series, I should say, a series of one. at any rate, the Times Examiner is a great paper, great columnists from the upstate as well as nationally syndicated columnists. Hope you can get a copy and get a subscription sent to your home on a weekly basis. I also want to let you know that on Tuesday, May 10th, 2005, a special Confederate Memorial Day ceremony will be conducted on the campus of Clemson University. Please tell everyone you can come out in observance of this day to honor our Confederate ancestors who paid the ultimate sacrifice in defense of their families and their beloved Southland. Services will be held at Tillman Hall, 10 a.m. on May 10th, 2005. All are invited to attend, and we encourage you to do so. And then finally, want to remind you about the Institute on the Constitution. This is held at South Point Baptist Church, 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer, South Carolina. Every Monday night, it's been going on since April 11th, people start gathering around 6:30 p.m. The program actually starts at 7 p.m. with a video, and then there is discussion afterward. There's a couple videos that are played, and the discussion ensues. And until about 8:30, there is just a rousing conversation at the Institute for the Constitution. You can call Pastor Tony Romo at 864-269-1443 for information or to register. That's 864-269-1443. And as they say, you're cordially invited to join friends and neighbors for a wonderful opportunity to learn about American history, the underlying biblical principles on which our government is based, and the history of the drafting and ratification of the Constitution of the United States. And so we encourage you to go to that. It's an excellent program, and you should know about it and bring as many people as you can to the event. We would also encourage you, before you go there, to go to the policyofliberty.net website. That's our main homepage for Dr. John Coben, as well as for the Tyranny Response Network show, Christian Worldview. If you scroll down a little ways on the page, you'll find a section for the Liberty Minutes programs. And in that section, there is a presentation, a reading that you can listen to on your computer or your MP3 player entitled Christian Views on Rebellion, Highlighting the American War for Independence. You need to listen to that program, folks, especially before you go to the Institute on the Constitution as a primer. But in general, you need to listen to that program because it's going to help you think about a Christian's role in civil society, the Christian's duties and responsibilities before God in a civil society, and to help you get an understanding of a Christian theology, a public policy that has been so drastically and dramatically and noticeably lacking in modern Christian circles today. Most Christians are naive when it comes to public policy. They're ignorant. They don't know what they're doing. They simply follow along like the fatted calf or the dumb sheep, or they follow along like rats behind the Pied Piper until the cliff approaches and they fall over without even realizing that this is their lot. Sad but true. But we're trying to dispel some of that here on Christian Worldview. We're doing the best job that we can. Well, we had one of our illustrious research staff send in a lesson about terrorist motivation. And as soon as we come back from this quick break, I want to talk about that terrorist motivation and maybe give a few more insights into some of the things we've been discussing before about the World Trade Center bombing and so forth. If you want to call the show, dial 864-244-8177. If you can't get through, then try 864-201-6955. You're listening to Christian Worldview. We'll be right back.
Disinfecting the modern mainstream media, Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Will Rogers said, "Those who complain about the high cost of government should be glad we're not getting all the government we're paying for."
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We want to thank you for flying TRN Airways. Now, if you'll just look out of your left side window, you can see the dense clouds of liberal lunacy commonly polluting the airwaves. On the right side, you can see clear skies full of common sense, liberty-minded conversation. Now, as we enter the Christian worldview airspace, we'll be experiencing clear-headed thinking and will soon be reaching logical conclusions. Feel free to recline your seat and enjoy the remainder of the flight. And thank you for flying TRN Airways.
We have the rights as individuals to give as much of our own money as we please to charity. But as members of Congress, we have no right so to appropriate a dollar of public money. Congressman Davy Crockett.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
If you have a question or a comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And Jacob G. Hornberger, in his article called City and 9/11, writes the following. The Oklahoma City bombing 10 years ago holds an important lesson regarding the 9/11 attacks. It is a lesson about terrorist motivation and the consequences of U.S. government policy. After the Oklahoma City bombing, U.S. officials immediately discouraged discussion about Timothy McVeigh's motivation for committing his terrorist act. Whether someone pointed out that McVeigh bombed the federal building in retaliation for the metal massacres at Waco 2 years before, the response was, "Oh, so you're saying that McVeigh was justified in doing what he did. Are you defending his actions?" The reason that U.S. officials wished to suppress discussion about McVeigh's motivation was obviously their desire to suppress discussion of what federal officials had done at Waco. Fortunately, however, their attempts at suppression were not successful. Ever-growing critiques of the Waco massacre slowly raised the consciousness of American people to such an extent that ultimately became difficult to find very many defenders of what had occurred at Waco. And notice the result. With no more Waco-styled massacres of innocent people, including children, there have been no retaliatory terrorist strikes against federal officials and federal buildings. There will always be people in life, such as Timothy McVeigh and Osama bin Laden. People who, unable to control their anger, will inevitably seek vengeance against innocent people for wrongful acts committed by their governments. Thus, there are two ways in which the U.S. officials could have addressed the Oklahoma City bombing. They could have continued to commit Waco-type massacres, while at the same time wage war on terrorism against people who would likely retaliate with terrorist strikes. Or they could simply have stopped engaging in Waco-type massacres, which would mean that potential terrorists no longer would have to reason to seek vengeance. After the 9/11 attacks, federal officials once again did everything they could to shut down inquiries into the motivations of the attackers. The reason was to discourage Americans from recognizing that terrorists were retaliating against U.S. government policies in the Middle East. Why is it important that Americans resist such efforts to suppress discussion and debate about the role that U.S. foreign policy played in motivating the 9/11 attackers? The answer is obvious. Just as no more Waco-style government massacres ultimately meant no more Oklahoma City-style terrorist attacks, No more U.S. government interventions in the Middle East could be no more retaliatory terrorist attacks, just as those at the World Trade Center in 1993 and 2001. In other words, if the American people can prevail upon their federal officials to abandon the policies that give rise to anger and a thirst for vengeance, the result could be peace and stability for the American people. Oh, that's an amazing thought. Of course, that will require an examination of the particular U.S. government policies that give rise to the anger and hatred that motivated the 9/11 attackers, not only to assess the morality and justice of such justness of such policy, but also to determine whether their continuation is worth being a target for retaliatory terrorist strikes. The U.S. government policies that motivated the 9/11 attackers all revolve around U.S. government intervention in the Middle East. They include the Persian Gulf intervention that killed and maimed untold numbers of Iraqis, followed by the decade of brutal sanctions that took the lives of hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqi children, the stationing of U.S. troops on Islamic holy lands, the enforcement of the illegal no-fly zones over Iraq, the unconditional military support of the Israeli government, U.S. military bases around the world and the Middle East, and most recent, the invasion and occupation of Iraq that has killed and maimed an estimated 100,000 people. 10 years ago, the American people asked an important question. Do we want the federal government to engage in any more Waco-style massacres, and are such massacres worth more Oklahoma City-style retaliatory terrorist attacks? Their answer was no. The question facing Americans today is, do we want the federal government to engage in any more Middle East interventions, and are such interventions worth any more 9/11 retaliatory terrorist attacks? And I think the answer he's implying is no. Jacob Hornberger is founder and president of the Future of Freedom Foundation. Appreciate his comments this morning. That's an excellent commentary. We sometimes I remember actually right after 9/11, it was Lou Rockwell was one of the few people out there who was actually willing to call George Bush on the carpet for the World Trade Center attacks. He wasn't talking about conspiracy theory or that George Bush might have brought down the towers himself, although he may well believe that now. At the time, the day after or 2 days after, Lou Rockwell was saying, well, what do you expect? You go over and hassle these people. You molest all these people in the Middle East. You really get them angry. And what do you suppose? Somebody's going to fly off the handle and do something like this. You bring it on yourself by your wicked, ridiculous foreign policy. Well, that's just the way it is, George W. And until you understand that, you're going to have more of these kinds of problems in the future. People don't normally go around, very few people don't normally go around spending billions of dollars to plan these kinds of attacks when they're not religiously motivated or motivated by anger because of the egregious injustices that have been done by the American government around the world. Can you imagine what would happen if 100,000 Americans, children and otherwise, were killed by a foreign aggressor? We're not talking about people in the military or supporters of Saddam. We're talking about innocent Iraqis that were slaughtered by American military operations, either in Gulf War I or in the Iraq War recently. It's a tragedy. It's a grave injustice. A Christian should have nothing to do with these offensive kinds of wars that attack innocent people. It's simply a wrong thing to do. I don't know if I can say that in more stark, clear terms. Some people accuse me of mincing my words, but there are very few. The fact of the matter is I don't. And if you expect me to mince my words here, you're going to be greatly disappointed. All right, we have another email from Chuck here, a listener, Chuck, who says, hi, John, on yesterday's show you mentioned that Dianne Feinstein was trying to crack down on her use over-the-counter cold medications. It's already happening. As an allergy sufferer in this allergy mecca of upstate South Carolina, I take Sudafed. Seeing it on a clearance rack at Kmart, I bought several boxes and was told they can't sell much of it at a time because of the drug war. Fortunately, common sense prevailed, something that would have not happened at an airport, and the cashier just sent me to another register to buy what couldn't be bought at one whack. Maybe that would make a good contest. Has anyone seen signs of common sense at airport security lately? Call in and tell us about it. Great show, Chuck. Well, I appreciate the comment, the email, Chuck. It is preposterous what's going on with the war on drugs. It's not just Sudafed, of course, that's affected by the war on drugs. The war on drugs increases poverty, exacerbates crime in the United States, and simply has allowed the federal government to gain all sorts of rights at our expense. I say rights, privileges or intrusions into our liberty at our expense. They violate property rights. They violate search and seizure procedures. They violate all sorts of sections of the Bill of Rights. And why? They do so because they have this phony war on drugs going on, which has not been won. We're not winning the war on drugs as far as stopping drug use by government intervention. We're spending billions and billions of dollars, and all we're doing is being raped and plundered by the federal government. They get the RICO Act passed, and then, of course, with the terrorist issue, they can get the Patriot Act passed as well. And we see our liberties and rights eroding right before our eyes. And then with their accomplice, the public school, we even have children in high school saying, oh, we don't need the Bill of Rights. We can give those rights back to the government. It's not really important that we have those freedoms. How degenerate can we be in society that the public school has led this charge? Well, for those of us who believe that the public school is evil by nature, we're not too surprised by this. But you can see these forces working together to deprive you of what your rights were or should be as an American, living under the principles of our founders that were adopted at the time of the American War for Independence. What a tragedy. And the war on drugs is no different. Appreciate the email, Chuck. Great commentary. Sorry you're having trouble with your allergies. Hope you can still find a way to get through these things and get your Sudafed and things that you need. As far as airport security, there's almost no hope. The TSA people, the Transportation Security Administration, is just a torpid institution. As you've read Walter Williams' columns the last few weeks in dealing with this, in my own column several weeks ago, or maybe several months ago now, talking about the terrible hassles at airports because of the Patriot Act. You'll see, there's no improvement in sight there. They don't have as much common sense as a Kmart cashier, unfortunately. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
In Common Sense, Thomas Paine writes, could we take off the dark covering of antiquity pertaining to the origin of kings and of the state and trace them to their first rise, we should find the first of them nothing better than the principal ruffian of some restless gang, whose savage manners or preeminence subtly obtained him the title of chief among plunderers, and who by increasing in power and extending his depredations overawed the quiet and defenseless to purchase their safety by frequent contributions. Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, which shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. Thomas Jefferson, in his first presidential inaugural address, 1801.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Currently 53 degrees in Greenville, 56 degrees in Spartanburg. Going to get up in each place to around 69 to 71 degrees today. Beautiful day, really, in the southeast, north upstate of South Carolina. Just gorgeous weather. Not quite too warm. Some people like it a little warmer, but just right for me. I enjoy the weather here. It always seems to get a little hotter, at any rate, than the weather forecast gives you. That's been my experience. So expect a great day as you're making your way out to work. Just a quick note, Fox News reported that China rebuffed Taiwan leadership talks invite. In Beijing, China reacted coolly to an invitation Tuesday by Taiwan's leader for President Hu Jintao to visit the island, rejecting any official contact until the Taiwanese ruling party drops a clause in its constitution calling for formal independence. The lukewarm response came hours after Beijing offered a pair of giant pandas to the people of Taiwan, plus concessions on fruit imports and tourism as Taiwan's opposition leader capped a groundbreaking visit to the mainland. We have no exchanges with the Democratic Progressive Party because the party's constitution advocates the separation of Taiwan from the motherland, as it should. Since we're in the process here of speaking about goons, thugs, and other scumbags that run governments, might as well bring up the Chinese. Not that they're that much worse than the Bush administration. Yes, you heard that, right? Or any of the other recent presidential administrations for as the imperialistic, ridiculous foreign policies. They're phony wars and all of the other liberty-depriving events that they seem to foster. Remember, the Chinese started out in a bad condition and went from a bad to a worse, a frying pan to the fire situation in the 1950s. And we're very sad for the Chinese people that suffered there under Mao and ever since. However, we're also very sad because the greatest nation in the history of the world, as far as a political nation goes, I'm speaking not ethnically but politically, we find that nation has been completely undermined and eroded by Abraham Lincoln and his cronies and everyone since then, just about, it seems. Well, there may be a few exceptions here and there, like Grover Cleveland, maybe. Maybe Calvin Coolidge.